Welcome to episode 23 of the Workshop Podcast. I am recapping 2019. Oh my goodness, some do's and don'ts, some lessons that I've learned, and I sure hope that you're able to take away something from this episode. I'm going to go over three strategies on how I am reviewing my 2019, and let's move into 2020 with some goals. So stay tuned. Here we go. Hey everyone, it's 2020 and I'm super excited to bring 2020 a new year of new adventures in the world of DIY. I have kind of been gone from podcasting over the last 3 months and I have been undertaking my own growth in my business, and I just wanted to share some of my adventures from 2019, some things that I learned and some things that I definitely learned lessons from. So I hope 2019 brings you guys prosperity in your businesses. 2019 was a bit of a whirlwind for me. The last 3 months I've actually opened up a second location, which has been super exciting and obviously all new to me because I have never been in this position before. So some things that have been out of the box for me where I didn't actually know the outcomes of what owning a second location would look like. And so I was really open to seeing where this adventure was taking me. But if you look back at where I was a decade ago, 2010, I had incorporated Homeworks Etc. Designs. And I had at that time opened my first location, which was a manufacturing place for me in a warehouse where I was mass producing my nursery decor collection. And at that time, I was wholesaling to baby boutiques and I was selling online, which is drastically different to where my business is now 10 years later. And if you have heard my story about that, I would be happy to share that with you actually in more detail in another podcast and how that transition happened. But in 2019, I really did see the trend in DIY workshops. My business was flourishing. I had my first location for 3 years and knew that I was able to duplicate that experience into other communities. So I tackled opening up a new location in Langley, which is where I live, and was hoping that that community would be as open as my first location to these creative experiences. Obviously, the last 3 months, you haven't heard much from me in my podcast, and that is one of the things that I had to take off of my list because I had an overwhelming response to our opening of that location, which was amazing, but I had not quite prepared for that type of response. So what got me there? Well, 2019, I said yes to a lot of things that I am so happy that I said yes to. And I hope you can do a review of your 2019 as well to see the things that did work and that other things that didn't work out so well that you can take away some great lessons from. One of the things, so I was saying I said yes to, was public speaking. I had a great opportunity to do some power talks at some conferences. I was a speaker at Fusion Mineral Paint workshops and conferences, which was an amazing opportunity. I was able to start this podcast. And so public speaking obviously is something I'm still getting better at, but with more practice, it's just been a great growth experience for me to be able to just connect with some amazing women entrepreneurs who are in this business and others that I'm just learning about, new businesses that are out there and seeing how other women are engaging with their customers and growing their businesses as well. We started our DIY tribe membership. This DIY community is just, it brings together the most amazing people. And so the most exciting part for me is to be able to help other DIY entrepreneurs to be able to reach their goals with and with their businesses, to see achievements in their business, and also to help them realize their potential, that you can earn income doing what you love. So for me, that is a huge win, that knowing that I can share my experiences and some of my success with you to fast track that growth, because my manufacturing business didn't go so well, which I took away lots of lessons from. So if I can fast track your learning with your DIY business, that is my goal with the DIY membership. Oh my goodness. So 2019, I was also nominated for Mompreneur. Now I'm sharing this with you not as a boast, but just to acknowledge that there's opportunities out there to really promote yourself and to become front and center, which always makes us feel a little bit uncomfortable. But when you say yes to some of these opportunities, it really does allow you the opportunity to get in front of more people and they can learn more about you. And that has been a tremendous opportunity for me to grow my business. So the more people you can get yourself in front of, the more opportunities will come your way. Not saying all of them are great opportunities, because there is times where I have said no, but actually this nomination for Mompreneur was one of them, because I wasn't going to accept the nomination. This is my third year that I've been nominated. And I want to tell you, it was going to be something that I was going to walk away from, just because I was feeling overwhelmed with everything that was happening with opening up the second location. And there was just so many things that I could take on. And I kind of felt like I was wanting to put that self-promotion on the back burner. So part of taking on the nominations was asking for people to vote. And that can be really hard, is asking people to be on your side, to ask them to take that step, to vote for you. I did accept the nomination, and I thought it was just a great opportunity for me to just, again, just push myself a little bit more, just in hopes that I would be front and center again, sharing my business and the business model, because of the amount of people who have come forward really responding well to this creative industry. So I will keep you guys posted on that. The announcements are going to be January 10th to see who the top 25 are. Oh gosh. So opening the new location. So as I said, that's gone really well with this community. I was able to duplicate my business model. I was able to train some new staff, but what I didn't do was train them or delegate them to take on specific roles. We were kind of all jack of all trades, all hands on deck, and we had our grand opening on October the 11th, and my first workshop actually started on October 15th, and really too much of me was still working in the business. And that kind of held me back a little bit, which I hope that we can chat a little bit more. Do think about all the tasks that you're tackling in your business. And are there things that you could delegate and take off your plate? Too many tasks really make you feel like an octopus, that you're going in all directions. And now that we're in January, I'm really looking back at where I need more help in my business so that I can delegate more and not take on as much, feeling like I have to do it all. So it is letting go of a bit of control with new staff. Obviously, I wanted them to learn a little bit more about the business before I relinquished those tasks from my duties. But there's times that staff needed to just learn on their own. Gosh, we had power outages, we had POS systems go down, and I wasn't always there to solve the problem. And so I am so thankful that my staff were able to take care of those situations. And now sometimes they wouldn't always solve the problem the way I would have. But again, it's about the learning curve, and I'm just grateful that we got through all of it, right? It's not life or death. And so I do want you to think about that with your staff as well. What are things that you need to just relinquish and let your staff take responsibility for and troubleshoot, right? There is no right or wrong way of doing things sometimes. And if it doesn't really affect your bottom line of your business, and again, it's just all stuff that you can bring up in conversation and communication after. That's actually how I've set up a lot of policies in my business, are ways that we should be conducting ourselves and creating that business book of troubleshooting and policies and action plans so that they have a reference that they can flip through if they need to. So I hope you think about doing that for your business as well. That's one of the reasons as well why I felt like I was able to open up a second location, because I had that manual already started and it was just a great starting point. And obviously that is still expanding and we're still evaluating processes as we bring in new people into the business as well. So what I could have improved upon was more delegation, and I'm excited to get them more hands in just with leading workshops and just learning more about the product lines that we're carrying. And of course, that all comes with experience as well. So the last 3 months have been crazy. Unfortunately, or what I've learned, is the first thing that dropped for me was my marketing, which is how business growth happens, right? Is by making sure that you continue with your marketing. So my marketing plan went out the tube, and I was really just basing on my followers on social media and people who were staying in touch with me, that that's how my business just kept on unfolding day to day. So my newsletters stopped. I was not doing any Facebook Lives. I was posting on social media once a day. And sometimes I was even forgetting to take pictures of the day-to-day happenings in the store. So that is one thing that I needed to either delegate to somebody else to be in charge of those things, or that should have been my primary role, actually, was doing the marketing. And I know I talk really highly about having a clear marketing plan. And that's where I dropped the ball on my business. And so I'm just grateful that it's brought me into January. And now I've got to kind of start that marketing plan up again. And I'm taking it as an opportunity to actually start to delegate some of the marketing to other team members so that I can make sure that I keep on with that flow of having full workshops and really educating people on the product lines. And I want to be full, right? I want my business to not die down because it's January. I want to be maxed out with my workshops and fill those seats. And so marketing is super important and it really is making me evaluate what my plan is. And so for the next couple of weeks, that's me. I'm reaching out to team players who can excel in helping me make sure that my marketing plan continues. And I don't ever do that again. I don't ever want to drop the marketing. That should be number one. If you are looking to delegate your marketing to somebody else, do make sure that you have a clear understanding of what marketing entails. Know your marketing message that you want to come across to your customers. And it's just definitely the most important part of your business. So I never recommend delegating it without understanding it first. There are tasks that I should definitely be responsible for, and there are other tasks that I should not have my hands in right now with a growing business. And I want you to start thinking about how you can delegate somebody else making samples for you for your workshops, as well as finding other people to lead your workshops for you. So I don't want anybody overextending themselves And of course, when it's a busy Christmas season, and I know that that is tends to be a really busy time of the year, do continue doing your social media, but it doesn't need to be on the fly. And I need to just take more time in the long run to do that pre-planning for the marketing, and then delegate projects that other people can be doing to still generate that income in my business. My goal was to increase my private party workshops for 2019, which I definitely achieved. And oh my goodness, one weekend we had 10 workshops between our two locations, and doing a lot of the prep work and the to-do list really has me also looking at things that I can defer to a later time. What are things that I can delegate, and what are things that I can just delete off of my to-do list that are not a priority or necessary? A lot of times customers even can sway you from your to-do list because they have special requests. So I'm really trying to narrow down the services that we provide now as well, so that I can have a clear picture, so that it makes it super easy on what to say no to, and again, what to defer, delete, or delegate. My bottom dollar is really important. My decision-making is now really based on cash flow. So bringing in more business also means needing more capital up front. So leveraging my business and really knowing where I'm making my most income from which workshops is super important for me to evaluate in 2020 based on all my 2019 workshops that I led. So I hope that you're really taking a look at your finances as well. I know that's something as well that a lot of business owners don't like to do, just because they feel like they're not money driven. But that is where your success really is going to lie, is by you understanding your numbers. So brainstorm what it is you want your business to look like. I want you to evaluate and do a list of your 2019. Start with the things that you want to celebrate. What went really well for your 2019 business? What are things that you would like to improve upon? And what were your most profitable services or products that you offered in your business? And then just do more of those for 2020. So things to evaluate. I want you to evaluate your cash flow, your marketing initiatives. What collaborations or relationships have you made in 2019 that worked, that were beneficial, or that just could have been executed a little bit better? You can evaluate your staff job roles and responsibilities, what is working and what can need a bit of improvement, or what's something that you can let go of and delegate to your staff. What do I need most in my business? That's a question that I'm asking myself. What is it that I want most in my business, knowing what the goals are that I want to achieve? And define new areas of your business that you can improve upon, so that you can either, again, delete it and say no to, defer it for right now, or delegate to somebody else. So what are your yearly goals? Your yearly goals. So if you woke up a year from now and your business looked exactly the same, would you still be content with that? Would you be happy with that? Or set those goals in place now. I don't recommend setting any more than 6 to 8 goals to achieve, because then it just kind of feels overwhelming and daunting. I do want you to set quarterly goals based on your yearly goals. And so look at those 6 to 8 goals that you've set for your year, break it down into quarters, and then set 2 to 3 goals for that quarter that will help you achieve your yearly goals. So do break it down so that it is achievable for you, and really helps you break down even your daily goals basing your tasks on your quarterly goals, and then you'll know you're on track. Because if you're doing things in your business that are not helping you achieve your goals, then again, look, do you need to delegate? Do you need to defer? Or do you need to just like redefine what that is, right? Those are three main things that I'm doing to evaluate my 2019. Again, doing my list of things that I'm celebrating, things, achievements, things that went well in my business that I'm evaluating, and then I'm setting new goals as well. A couple of podcasts that I would really love for you to revisit. Episode 20 was all about achieving your goals, goal planning, goal setting. And that interview was with Alon David, the 90X planner. I have my planner in front of me right now, and it's been really nice to take some time aside finally just to really set those goals in place. And those goals might change too, right? As you find things are working for you in your business or not. So if you don't have a planner yet, I've listened to episode 20. The 90X planner has really helped me stay on track with my goal setting, and definitely 2020 is going to use that same planner to help me implement my new goals. Next week, I'm going to introduce to you Lisa Van Ruyck. That's going to be episode 24. I want you to just take some time out of your day to look at your social media marketing. Lisa's going to help us evaluate our time and how we can actually save time with our social media. And so I really recommend listening to that episode coming up. If you want to learn more about goal setting, planning, and really profit first in your business, looking at how you can evaluate your finances and setting your goals to really make the money that you deserve to make in your business, doing stuff that you love, I am planning an event. It's happening this January 26th and 27th. In Langley, BC, at my new location. Now, I do know that I've got listeners from Canada and the United States. Now, if you are a DIY Tribe member, you get this at just such a phenomenal cost to join us virtually. I'm going to have to have everything recorded for you, 2 full days, so you can watch it in segments in the time frame that works for you. I know it's not always easy for people to get away from their businesses and their families and that whole family life balance. If you are not a DIY Tribe member, now the cost of the event is $250. I'm going to put the link in the show notes below so that you can learn more about it. Or you can just trial our monthly membership at $49 a month. It is a month-to-month basis. So you can become a member, get access to all of that awesome, amazing content, that 2-day workshop, and see what we've got behind the scenes on how we can help you with your DIY workshop business. Now, I'm a huge fan of goal setting, and obviously I stand behind my DIY workshop business, and it's profitable. Definitely, if you're not implementing workshops in your creative business, please revisit that. I hope you listen to some of my other episodes, and feel free to reach out for me as well. It's so important for you to structure your business for success. And what I want for you is to know that you can do what you love and earn an income doing it. Again, the best part of this business is the people that it attracts. Honestly, bringing people, I'm just so grateful that my customers actually take time out of their day to join a workshop, take time to be creative. And it's just so rewarding as well, just to see the outcomes of the projects that they make and how proud my customers are. And I know that your customers feel the same way. Please drop me a message. Would love to hear more and learn more about your businesses as well. And if I can help in any way, shoot me an email. I'm happy to reply. All the best to you guys in 2020. Do stay in touch. Follow the workshop podcast. Every Monday, we're going to be showcasing a new episode. And if there's something specific you want us to talk about, please do let us know as well. Have an amazing day. Take time to review your 2019. And here's to a new and successful, profitable DIY business year.
If you haven't yet subscribed to this podcast, I don't want you to miss an episode. Be sure to follow me on Facebook at JacquelineDIY. For more free content, video, and solid advice to build your creative workshop business and to be inspired, please visit JacquelineDIY.com.